Hello, everyone. Our title tonight is Finishing the Race. In the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I'll read first the first verse. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The writer of this epistle begins this chapter by pointing to what Christ has done for us. He writes in verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In my opinion, there is no better, higher, more uplifting and encouraging stimulus than the cross of Jesus Christ as we face the difficulties of life in living our faith. The writer is encouraging the Corinthians by giving them a strong exhortation as an example of athletic figure well known and familiar to them who hosted the athletic games, running and boxing during those days. I mentioned Corinthians. Here's what Paul writes to them in chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 4. He writes, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Well, but running or engaging in any sport, even any sport event, requires preparation. Paul exhorted the Corinthians to prepare as runners do, with all out effort to get the prize. Well, there are some rules. Those who run are those who are involved in sports, they know very well that there are rules to be followed. I could think of five, and the number one is strict preparation. Two, self-control, along with bodily discipline. The third one I can think of is many athletes go on a special diet. They wanted to keep themselves lean and healthy. And they watch their weight and food intake. As John Wesley of old said, all who run a race should care to follow these rules. They have to be consistent and work hard, almost on a daily basis. And the last one, which is so important, commitment, if they are a member of a team, commitment to the team and the flag they are competing under. There are more. You can come up with more yourself. The athletes of the world adhere to these rules and more. For what? They train vigorously for a corruptible crown. A championship. That people forget about it in a couple, 3 years. A fading crown that is a wreath at that time that would soon wither away. As for us, the believers, yes, we are also running a race. And the prize, all may obtain it, if all run well. We have the promise that we have a crown that fades not away, an everlasting crown. So let us throw off whatever weighs us down or damps our energy and vigor, and let's move forward toward the goal. Friends, mind you, the prize is not to get to heaven. For as far as that is concerned, this has been settled when we accepted the Lord Jesus as our Savior. As the Bible says in Romans 9:11, it does not depend on the one who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. And if those who strive for earthly honor deny themselves, how much more should we practice self-denial in view of the crown of glory? And the writer said, let us get rid of every encumbrance and the sin which easily entangles us. And if those who strive for earthly honor deny themselves, how much more should we practice self-denial in view of the crown of glory? Still, we are running a race for the reward for Christian service and how we execute our spiritual responsibilities. This race must be run with patience and perseverance. As someone said, faith and patience are the conquering graces and therefore must be always cultivated. Christ, our example, met and endured the reproaches of the enemies with patience and endurance. And finally, he endured the cross for our sake, so we can continue the race and cross the finishing line. May the Lord help us to put off every sin that so easily entangles us, to cripple us and hinder us from finishing the race that is set before us. Looking at him, the author and finisher of faith. One last word. Please notice, dear ones, for those who finish the race, there will be a crown. And this crown is eternal. And eternal life is what we have in view here. And fellowship with God that will last forever. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, the writer says, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. So, friends, during these difficult and trying times, let's be patient, enduring trials and temptation, also accepting our lot that God allows. It is only a short while when we shall hear the trumpet sound and we shall be meeting him in the air. So let us then run this race with no eyes for anyone or anything except Jesus. He is the one toward whom we run with undivided attention. Amen. Until next week, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.